It's good to see you today. And you may have guessed already that I've kind of not come with a rallying of the troops New Year message. You know, you had one of those last year. How many remember Count the Stars? But I'm not coming with a rah, rah, rah kind of let's rally all the troops, let's kind of get them swinging off the chandeliers if we had such a thing from their Christmas dinner kind of message. You've all gone very quiet now. He's like, what is he going to do? He's going to do a dance or something. Or maybe later. But I've just been thinking about some stuff and I just wanted to share that, if that's okay. I love this. The whole thing that we're going to look at the next few weeks is faith. And for some of us, I wonder when I say that word this morning, what goes through your mind when I say faith? For some of you, you're thinking of the George Michael song, You've Got to Have. Thank you. For others of you, you're kind of thinking and questioning that word. For others of you, you are rolling in that and thinking, hey, God, bring some stuff on. All of us will be thinking different things. I was reminded this week how powerful coming to faith is. You know, when there is a divine transaction between God and mankind. There was a lady that I saw in our coffee house this week, postcode. I hadn't seen her for a while, and I was chatting with her, or she was really chatting with me. She was telling me that it was many years ago that she walked through our doors here on the site, the edge, before it was known as that. And she was telling me really her story of back then, how she was in a pretty desperate situation in life. I think she had come really to the end of herself, and she walked through the doors, and the long story short is that she found her way back to God, which I think is awesome. She found more than faith, she found God. And she started to articulate about how during that time I was doing a preaching series. I remember it well, and some of you who've been around a long time will remember this series. I remember the series went on for longer than Coronation Street. It was called Land of the Giants. Does anybody remember that? Give me a wave. And thank you, both of you. And this was about conquering giants in our lives. And through those series of talks, this woman came to faith. And she said to me, this shows how long ago this series was. She says, Dave, I've still got the tapes, she said to me. Thank God for tapes. I've still got the tapes. And she shared with me how this literally God moment that totally saved her life. And I think, how powerful coming to faith really is. And so I've been thinking about faith. And you know what? I've come to the conclusion that faith is a big deal. It's a big deal, and it's what we're about. That's it. That is essentially what we're all about. And I wanted to remind us, all of us this morning who would claim, and I don't claim that everybody feels like this in here. Great to have new people. Some of you have been coming for a while and not come to a place where you have come to faith in Jesus. You're here, you're listening, you're maybe encouraged, but you haven't taken that step of faith towards Jesus. And many of you who have, and many of you who have been on that journey for many, many years. And I want to remind all of you this morning, wherever you are on that journey of faith, those who would say that you are followers of Jesus Christ, that faith is not just part of your life. It is your life. It is our life. We live by faith. And so here, as a start of a 10, and certainly not the end, I want to be opening some of this stuff up over the next few weeks, week or two, hopefully not as long as the series of Land of the Giants. But I want to bring here a Jesus question. How many know it's good to start with a Jesus question? And in the Gospel, the New Testament Gospel of Luke, chapter 18 and verse 8, reading from the New King James Version this morning, there is a context there of Jesus giving some illustration of persistent prayer and faith. Gives this example, which we haven't time to go into this morning. Read it for yourself in Luke 18. But Jesus gives this example of this non-believing guy who basically, this woman hassles him and hassles him and hassles him with persistence, and eventually she gets what she wants. And Jesus is using this illustration. But it's the back end of the story that really I want to pick on this morning and read to you, when Jesus gave this illustration of persistent prayer and faith. And then he says on the end of this, nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, when Jesus comes, he's speaking of himself. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? I was struck immediately when I read this, and I've read that many times, and that passage, I'm sure, over many decades, lots and lots of times. I was struck by this, that Jesus didn't ask, when he comes, will he find a great church? How many know there's nothing wrong with a great church? He didn't ask, will they still be reading about me? I mean, no, thousands of years on, they're still reading about this man, Christ Jesus, God's Son. But he didn't ask that. He didn't ask, will I still be famous on the earth? He didn't ask, will they still be writing songs about me? Will they still be jumping around whilst others don't do anything and stand still? He didn't ask any of those questions. He said, when I come, will I still find faith? I suppose a great church is created out of great faith. Nothing wrong with those things. Will I find faith on the earth? Kind of leads to another question, that firstly, I ask myself. Maybe you would want to do the same and join me in the question of, where's my faith at the minute? Where is it? You know, is everybody the same? Everybody doing great? Everybody doing not so good? Everybody, if we were to, everyone pass the mic around this morning, where's your faith? And I kind of have got to look in the mirror first of all and say, hey, Dave, before you challenge anyone about their faith, where's yours? So I ask the question, Dave, where's my faith? So here's kind of the deal with that. I asked it like this. If JC... Jesus Christ, in case you didn't know who that was. If Jesus, I just thought it was a good way of saying it. If Jesus turns up at my front door today, will he find faith in my household? Not on a Sunday morning. Sometimes it's full of faith. So full of faith you can feel it. People say we want to be together. When we're together, there's a dynamic of God. True. What about when you're at home? What about in that situation that you're going through at the minute? What about at school? What about at university? What about in your work? What about in your business? What about in your home with your family? If Jesus turns up at the door of your business, is there faith in it? Is there faith with you, your wife, your husband, your kids, your grandkids, your nuclear family? Is there faith? Not is there a religion? Not is there a belief system? Is there faith? Jesus said, when I come back, will I find faith on the earth? So I thought, well, I better ask myself the question. And when I say faith, I'm kind of referring this morning to the Luke 18:8 kind of faith, which is the active, persistent, living expression of faith now. Now faith. 2019 faith. Not just an experience of you coming to faith last year, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago. I'm just looking at myself. It'll be 50 years next year since I came to faith. How many know I came to faith before I was even born? For some of you, 60 years, and some of you, maybe even more. For some of you, I know even more. But I'm not asking about that awesome work of God back then. I'm saying, where is your faith now? What is the state? What is the condition? Do you understand what I'm saying? Of your So where are you and your family in that? Here's kind of the thought that I've been bringing to myself, I'm bringing to you this morning. And you may say this, well, Dave, to be honest, don't feel like I've got much faith at the minute. Well, I wanted to remind us all of something. Not to make us feel bad, not to make us feel guilty, but just remind us something. Because the Bible's there to teach us, but to remind us of what Jesus said. Of what Jesus said through inspired men, women of God. So here's a reminder. Romans 12, verse 3, again, New King James Version. Says this. For I say this, or the writer of Romans, Paul, says this, for I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you. So he's speaking to the church. So he's speaking to us effectively through this book this morning. To everyone who is among you, the church, TCC Wigan. Not to think of himself, herself, more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God, and here's the bit I want you to pick hold of, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. To each one as God has given, deposited, attributed to, DB Amplified Version, a measure of faith. So what is it? What am I reminding you of? You have faith. You have faith. We may not know where our faith is at the minute, but we have faith. God says, I've given you some. For some of you, that happened very recently. For some of you, that happened a long, long time ago. But God has given you faith. It says, giving you a measure of faith. Now, maybe, I don't know what you believe about this. Maybe you don't even have a belief about this. But when God says he's given us a measure of faith, does that mean he's given us all exactly the same measure? Like a soup ladle. There's yours. There's yours. Same amount. Or does it mean that God has given us all different amounts of faith? To some he's given that much faith. For some he's given that much faith. For some he's given that much faith. Now, for all intents and purposes of what I'm saying this morning, that doesn't really matter. There is, I suppose we could find, I know we could find some biblical proof that would say, okay, it's all the same measure of faith. But the reality is, whether it's that much, you've all been given some. That's the point. So on a visual level, and I would say, okay, play the game. I'm going to play God for a minute. I'm going to say, I've got a lot of faith in my hand. And here's the thought of you visually getting the fact that God has given you some faith. So here's God, and he says, okay, you've come to me. I have faith for you. So I want you to catch this faith. As I throw the faith, I want you to get the faith. It's yours. I'm going to give it to you. So as I throw it, I want you to catch this faith. So for you lot here, here's the faith. Thank you, both of you. And for you lot, God says, I've got this faith, and it's yours. So here, take the faith right now. That was a great catch. And God says, even for you lot, who are from Ince, sake of the podcast, that's a place in Wigan, here's your faith. Wow, someone was desperate for that faith back there. And even for you, sideliners, here's some faith. And so visually, there you go, that's it. God says, I have given you a measure of faith. I reckon you all noticed some things as I did that. As I threw that out, representing Jesus giving faith out, measure of faith, some of you caught it. Some of you ignored it. I'm not playing his game. If he thinks I'm going to look like I'm an idiot catching something off, I'm not playing that game. Some of you did that. Here comes the problem sometimes that we do that with God. He's like, well, Dave, you're only a chap, I know. What happens when Jesus does that to you? He's a different guy. Do you do the same? If God's speaking to you and he wants to give you something, do you sit? I'm not playing that game. My faith came 20 years ago. I've grown up in the faith. Now I don't need it. So some of you caught it. Some of you ignored it. And here, you know, as we look and we take this to an extreme, some of you maybe even caught it, but it's like it's slipping through your fingers at the minute. Can't you feel hashtag losing faith? But God has given every single one of us faith. You see, in this full room of people this morning, I understand that we won't all be the same. In fact, I know we're not all the same. Because I know where some of you are at, and I know where I'm at. So I know it's not all the same. So the room is full of some who feel empowered in their faith to move some mountains this year. You know what I say? Let's do it. Let's do it. On the other hand, there are others who feel almost like they're hanging on to their faith just to get them through today, Jesus, please. Maybe everything in between. It's gone very quiet again. Do you know what? I think if you are any number of those ones who feel that you are hashtag losing faith at the minute, you mustn't feel guilty. But Dave, what about faith? What about faith? Well, if you want to hear a little bit more as I open the pages of this, maybe you should come for the next few weeks and hear some of those things that God might have to say about some stuff that other people say you shouldn't be like because you're a believer. You shouldn't feel like that. Well, I want to address some of that stuff. So it's not a rah, 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 get over yourself kind of message. Because for many of you here today, the biggest thing that you want is to be able to get over this stuff and to get over yourself. But you find yourself in it and can't get out of it. So does that mean you have no faith? Well, Jesus says he's given you some. This is about what we're doing with faith, right? It's not about whether you've got it or whether you've not. Well, I used to have faith, but I've kind of lost it and I've thrown it away and it's like, I don't know where it's gone. No, you've got it. Jesus says he's given you a measure of faith. It's like, where is that up to at the minute? Where is the interaction with that? Just some thoughts. You see, for those of you who may be in, and you may not be kind of in a place of, well, I'm losing faith, but I'm struggling, Dave, and this stuff that's in my life, and there's some difficult things, and I love God, I know him, I know this stuff, but faith-wise, I'm just struggling. So for those of you who feel about like that, let's ask a question. With the fear of getting struck down, I'll say it. That will make Wigan today, if that happens in a moment. So for those of you who feel a bit like that, maybe saying this, if God is so good, then why do I feel so bad? If God is so good, why am I feeling so bad? I wonder if anybody asks or is asking that question. Do you know what I think this? I think it's okay. I don't think God is fazed by your question. I think God is bigger than your question and my question. I think he's bigger than my fears. I think he's bigger than my doubts. I think he's the overcomer, not me. He's made me the overcomer. He knows I'm made of dust. He knows we don't always get it right. He knows that our belief system is skew-whiff sometimes. He knows that we get flawed theology that we try to build on, but it's flawed. He knows all that stuff because he is omniscient. He knows the lot. He's omnipotent, which means he is all-powerful. He is omnipresent, so he sees you in your hashtag losing faith. He sees all those things. Anyway, while I'm being honest, I might well be a bit more honest and say this. What is our obsession? Let me qualify this before I say the rest of this sentence. I have been brought up as a Pentecostal. You know, that's it. From the day before I was born in my mother's womb, I went to what we call church, to a gathering, 3,000 times a week. You know, I have heard so many sermons. I've heard more sermons than you, most of you. I've read the Bible many, many times. I've studied the Word of God for decades. I don't claim to be omniscient. I am certainly not that. In fact, I recognize that I know less today than I did back then. I thought I knew it. I thought I knew it. But I don't know it. And this isn't, I'm not kind of going to confess to this like, oh, my faith's gone. Because how many know that God takes us on a journey? And he teaches us stuff of life. The stuff that we thought we knew back then, God takes us through some stuff and he reveals some stuff. He brings some revelation of saying, you've always thought this because you were taught this. But actually, this is who I am. Now I've said that, let me say this again. Here's a question. What's our obsession about wanting or having to be certain about everything? What is that about? Because that's kind of the way I was brought up. Now, I've already qualified that Jesus is the answer. He's the overcomer. He's the all-powerful one. He's the only way. All of that stuff. There are some things that are fundamental in faith. Agree? But in the strand and the way that I was, and I'm not kind of ripping my past. That's not what I'm here for. I'm saying that there are some things that this is what you believe, and if you believe any different, and you have a doubt, and well, it must be of the devil, you've got to believe God for this, and if you're feeling like you're losing faith, well, what do you do with that? Well, Jesus overcame. So you've got to overcome, you've got to get through it. Well, do you know what? Sometimes it doesn't quite work like that. Now, this doesn't change that Jesus is all-powerful. This is about me and how I interact with faith. Does that make sense? But I just want to know, what is this obsession being that we've got to be absolutely certain about everything? Because when some uncertainty comes, and when life pushes some stuff some way that isn't certain, what does that mean to my faith? What do I do with that then? Well, I mustn't have as much faith. Well, you've just got to have more faith. We'll get George Michael tribute acting again, and he can sing, you've got to have faith, the faith, the faith, the faith, the faith, the faith. And how many times has he got to say it? This is about how we interact with the faith that God's given to us. In the good times when we want to move the mountains, and in the times where we can't get to the mountain that we want to move because of the obstacle that's there. Yeah. Because our heart is to move mountains. But what do? When the stuff's in the way, we can't even see the mountain because of the obstacles that are in the way. These are some of the things that I want to open up and address, if that's okay. Another question. I just asked loads of questions. Because I'm asking myself these questions, and maybe I'll open the book up of what I write about some of these things and share them with you, if that helps. Another question is, does my questioning disqualify my faith? The reality is sometimes it strengthens it. It's all this thing about don't ask questions. Sometimes these things strengthen my faith. And I might as well go for the bullseye while I'm asking questions. What about when my faith is somewhat contradicted by my present reality. That makes sense? Let me say it again. Important question. What about when my faith, because we've all got it, what happens when my faith is somewhat contradicted by my present reality? What I'm saying is there, when sometimes when I've read something in the Word of God and I believe what it says, it's not about not believing, and I believe what that says, and I've not seen that happen. I have a different reality, yeah? My reality is looking different than what is being said here. What do I do with that? Do I just ignore it and praise Jesus? Well, I think you praise Jesus. But do I just ignore that? Because if I say anything like that, it seems like I'm not a real faith-believing Christian, Holy Spirit-filled, Christ-like person. No, I think the worst thing we can do is just carry on like that, singing the songs, reading the Word of God, and really questioning what's going on here. Maybe we're better trying to bring some alignment and say, God, what are you saying in the center of this? What are you trying to teach me in this? How are you trying to grow me in this? And you know, at the end of the day, there will be some things that we just do not understand. What's that scripture that speaks about seeing through a glass darkly now? That we won't have the fullness of everything that we should know now. This idea and obsession that we have to be absolutely certain about everything. You know what? I just think we need to be certain about someone. Someone. And I start creeping into next week's if I'm not careful. And I want to close this right now and say this to you. That some of you feel like moving mountains, and we're going to help you move mountains in faith. We need people with that level of faith who are swinging at that level of faith. They will be our encouragement. They will be people who will be, God bless you. You know, we're not going to start praying against those that have got, their faith is like buzzing at the minute. Why is their faith buzzing and mine's not good? We're not going to do that. We're going to champion them on. Come on, lead us. Encourage us. Show us. Help us believe. Because we do believe. It's just like we're not seeing it at the minute. So you guys help us, you know? For those who feel a little bit like hashtag losing faith and whatever that means to you this morning, and stuff that's gone on, stuff that is going on, things that you're facing, questions that you have, understanding that may be misunderstanding, theology that you may have lived by that may be flawed theology. Let's just open up a bit about it. Let's just open the book up about it. Let's just open up to Jesus and His Spirit about it so He can help us forward. Because, you know, we need to get beyond the obstacle and start moving the mountain. But how crazy would it be for me to do a rah, 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 let's all move the mountain when some of us are struggling to get through the day? I mean, you know, we do both. This isn't about discouraging one to encourage the other. This is about encouraging the interaction of faith. Does that make a bit of sense? And so I finish by saying this. How many know that faith is more than just a belief in? Faith is about a trust in and a commitment to. So let's go there on our interaction with faith. Living with faith and living by faith.